Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and walhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa salatu wa salam rasul kareem. I'm so happy to have my dear brother, almost like really like a nephew to me. I can't say son, like nephew to me, here talking about your book, really continuing a legacy that was begun by your parents, who I went to college with at Howard University, and who often I was mistaken for your father, rahimahullah alayk, Hodari Ali. But he was always doing something good. So whenever people saw me, they thought I was him, Johari Hodari. it always brought some benefit to me. And I pray that maybe mistaken identity with me brought him some benefit. But today we're talking about your book that's going to bring benefit, I believe, to many, many people, especially young people. Millionaire Manners, The Men's and Boys' Guide to Social Grace in the New Age. What motivated you to write this book?
Alhamdulillah. First off, Jazakallah for having me. I'm really, really happy to be here. And I appreciate always the kind words and sentiment and dua, inshallah, for my late father, rahimallah. But the motivation was pretty simple on a couple fronts. You know, I have a background in corporate America before I launched my training organization, which we'll get into, and mm-hmm. before I wrote the book. I always found myself mentoring young people and giving them tips and advice on how to get through life and navigate different situations. So, you know, mashallah, I decided to incorporate all of that advice into one book, and hopefully it will serve some benefit to those.
You know, I read this book. I was captivated, but not only captivated, but what I found really great is that when I saw the title and I saw the name Sadiq Ali, the first person that I thought about, and you mentioned your father and your grandmother, I think, in this, but I thought about the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam. And I think a lot of people don't think of the Prophet Muhammad as having millionaire manners. But when I read through the book, even though it doesn't really mention that, it talks about the Creator and it talks about good deeds. Why did you choose to write it in this way?
Alhamdulillah.
Because Islam is all over the book.
Absolutely.
But for those who know, mm-hmm. but why did you write it? It's a stealthily kind of written book.
Number one, I wanted, you know, everyone to be able to benefit, you know, from the material that's in that book. Mm-hmm. I didn't want anyone to think that, oh, this is a strictly Islamic sort of erudite written text. It is none of those things. I'm by far not a scholar. I'm a regular husband, father, inshallah, all around good guy. But I didn't, you know, I specifically stayed away from certain verbiage, et cetera. But absolutely, the book was inspired by our deen. Absolutely, anyone from any faith can still benefit from it, because we know our book, the last message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Holy Quran, is very clearly written as a guide for mankind. So in the realm
not,
of...
Not just Muslim kind.
Not just Muslim book, kind, yeah, absolutely not. So in the context of writing a book like Millionaire Manners, I wanted it to be able to appeal to as many folks as possible. And the other key point is the fact that the beauty of what we know as Muslims is the fact that throughout all the faiths that the world has and has ever known, especially our Abrahamic triumvirate of religions and spirituality, mm-hmm. they all have a basis in morality. Before the religious and the rituals come into play, there has always been a strong basis
in
morality.
You're not a scholar, right? That they talk about the Prophet Muhammad, and they said that before he was a prophet, people called him
Ahmed.
SubhanAllah, that he was known to have the best manners. In fact, how could someone believe that he's a prophet if he has bad manners? He comes and says, I'm a prophet. And people say, man, yesterday you were behaving like this. That the inheritors of the prophets are those who follow their example.
Absolutely.
And so you have really, but you also said something. You said that this is, the Quran is a guidance for all mankind. Well, you meant humankind, but in this book, you really are talking about men. Why are you talking about men in his books again.
I think that's also a pretty simple answer, in the sense that men primarily are the leaders of society. Men are primarily the leaders of their households. Men are the imams of their households. And especially from a young man's standpoint, which is why I wanted to make sure that I included information in the book for young men who are coming of age and in the process of becoming leaders, inshallah.
I want to start from there, because you know, we have a problem now in society where people would take issue with what you just said. Men are the leaders of the, and then, okay, statistically,
I said foremost, primarily.
Primarily. But there is a tremendous movement now as a result of a couple of decades of Title IX to really promote girls. Lean in. Girls have to get together, and we're going to move girls forward, because the society and its discrimination against women has left them so far behind. But your book, you're trying to put men to come forward. Can you talk a little bit about, is there some crisis that you're responding to?
I just last evening, alhamdulillah, I had the pleasure of doing a radio interview on Morgan's radio station, WEAA 88.9. And just last evening, the host of that radio show, Anthony McCarthy, he asked me a question. He asked me, basically, along to paraphrase, why now? You know, why is this book needed now? And really, it's a twofold answer. So I'll answer your question by telling you how I answered Anthony McCarthy's question. I think there's two issues. I think number one, there's the issue of gentlemen and manhood. And then there's the issue of good manners, good adab in general, which are supposed to be embraced by men and women alike. So, the issue of Title IX, et cetera, is really no issue. Let women do additional things, as they should, as they're able within the confines of our book, our example of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's no issue with that. On the front of gentlemen and manhood, I think there is a crisis on our hands, or at least we have the beginnings of a crisis. And I don't think that it's anyone's particular fault. What I told Anthony last night is the fact that I believe that, and which is why partly I titled the book Social Grace in the New Age. The New Age refers to the fact that because of technology, just because of the bombardment that we have of information of all different types, we are more distracted now than ever before. So it is not that we necessarily value good manners and some of these principles any less than we might have in the past. It is a fact that we've gone away from teaching them and emphasizing them as a way to not only be successful, as we know in this life, but also successful in the next.
You know, we're going to close. I highly recommend this book. I've been fascinated by reading it. And I'm going to use my pulpit while you use your social media network to get people on point with improving what we call in the Islamic terminology, husnul khuluq, the best character, the best behavior. And we know that the Prophet ﷺ, he was the best example. In every way, he had good manners. Alhamdulillah, it opened doors, it opened kingdoms, it opened hearts. And so I would invite you to get people from your pulpit. You have a Twitter or?
We do. We're actually in all the social media, alhamdulillah. So on Twitter, our Twitter account, I'm guessing it'll flash in the bottom here, inshallah. But our Twitter account is MLLNRE Manners, so short for Millionaire Manners. That's at MLLNRE Manners. On Twitter, on Instagram, is at Millionaire Manners. And on Facebook as well, it is Millionaire Manners Academy, which is our training organization where we teach these skills that are in the book to nonprofit organizations, alternative schools, and also reentry programs. So when we have folks coming back home from being incarcerated, we're teaching them skills to be productive in society.
SubhanAllah. And we're gonna talk about your program later. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to bless you and your work, and inshallah that you'll help all of us
inshallah
in this life and to get to the best place in the next by having millionaire manners
inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.